So one of the things we need to do for ourselves and help other people through is learn to separate intent from impact. A good intention can still create a bad impact. It seems obvious, but you will try confronting. And especially try confronting men who are in a dance and do not even remember their hand going across the breast and now they're hearing that it happened. It couldn't happen because I... So, Kathleen Ray's work is quite extensive, and if you're interested in this, it's very worth it to read. The other person is Brooks Yardley, and Brooks is coming out of the Montreal Jam. And what she did was she just wrote on Facebook and talked to people live at jams and said, and she looked for any woman that had a negative experience in and around the Contact Improv jam space. And she collected 50 pages of stories and published a small zine. Again, she's not saying this is science, that this is everything, or that this is the only experience. She just said what she wants us to know is that it was very easy for her to collect stories of women whose boundaries were crossed, many by teachers or people in leadership positions in the community. And many of the experiences were in the very early phase of people coming into the dance. Some are quite obvious, like it all started because Brooks invited a friend of hers to the jam. She said, I love jamming. I think you would love this. This woman came to the jam. Her first dance partner got an erection, got a hard-on, and didn't leave the dance, and she felt his dick multiple times in the dance. Never came back. Mm-hmm. Came back 5 years later with her friend. And this actually happens frequently, that someone comes once, they do one festival, one event, and they're like, I can't handle this new information about touch. There's a culture of touch here, it does not match the culture of touch I came from, and I can't make the jump this quickly. And especially, these people weren't clear that it was a new culture, and I didn't know when it started and stopped. And that's when we're in this discussion of this. And that's why Kathleen Ray has things like, do not come up behind anyone off the dance floor and touch them. So maybe you disagree with that. Maybe you love coming up behind people. Maybe you enjoy someone coming up and doing that hug. It happens all the time. Once you hear it, you will see it all the time. And the two kinds of touch that have the strongest reaction, can I come up behind you? There's two kinds. One is this one. The finger touching. Sorry. And here's the other one. Often you don't know, the person does not even know them, but they definitely don't know who it was. And that. So, massage. Yeah. So, in Kathleen Ray's agreements, you don't do massage without having built consent. And it can be nonverbal. Like, I can go. To get the visual before you begin. So these are just a few things. We're going to leave this and we're going to come back and we're going to talk more. So I just want you to dance for 2 minutes. If you're not in the mood for dancing because you're just eight, all I want is for you to be in physical contact with me in any way. And from that physical contact, let this, well now we're in 3 points. Great. Do as many as you want. Do as many as you want. And really dance from the places that you are in physical contact. And just, you're going to dance for 2 minutes. And the three of us are going to watch you and scheme the next action. Mm-hmm.